Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 through 27. The Reverend Charles Ferry is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 17. And God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and said to himself, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." God said, "No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time next year." When he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. And then Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all those born in his house or bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very day, as God had said to him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, and Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. That very day Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised, and all the men of his house, those born in the house and those bought with money from a foreigner, were circumcised with him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is not the story that we would write. Now, don't get me wrong. It's got twists and turns and aspects that would keep up with nearly any reality show on television today. Intrigue, deception, lust, a love triangle between a rich man and a beautiful woman, and even plagues on the king of Egypt. But this is not the story that the world wants to hear. This is a story of promises kept, forgiveness, grace, blood, pain, and laughter. But human beings are not the heroes. This is a story about Yahweh and how he works, and how he works for you. There is a great shift in Genesis chapter 12, where the narrative goes from focusing on the condition of the whole world to then following just one line, descended from Shem. And we get introduced to Abram, an idolater who is resigned to being childless, as he is already 75 years old and has no children. It is to this childless pagan that Yahweh comes, not in fire and fury, but in grace. He chooses Abram not only to be his very own, but to be the father of Yahweh's own nation of people. How ridiculous! A pagan, childless man of 75. That's your choice? Indeed. This is how Yahweh works. My dear friends, again and again in the pages of the scriptures, he consistently chooses the things of this world that are weak and underestimated and even forsaken to be his very own and to be the instruments of his deliverance. In our reading today from Genesis chapter 17, we really kind of get dropped into the middle of the ongoing narrative. We get dropped into this story a quarter century later. Yahweh has given Abram a new name and now gives Sarai a new name as well. And these new names extol the fact that they will be parents of a great multitude of people. But still, they have no children. 25 years they've been waiting. 25 years they've been holding on to this promise, and not without incident. 13-year-old Ishmael would continually be a reminder of how they have not always held in confidence the promises of Yahweh. And yet, Yahweh has not abandoned them. Yahweh has not forgotten Abram and Sarai, not even forgotten Ishmael and Hagar. Yahweh has not forgotten his promises to them, not forgotten to bless them. He just does things in his own ways. He does things in his own timing. And we know very well that these are not the way we do things, and these are not our timing. It was already fairly ridiculous to make the promise of a multitude of descendants to a 75-year-old pagan with a barren wife. Sending them a son at that point would have been remarkable in and of itself. But instead, Yahweh ups the ante. He adds an additional layers of improbability to all of this by waiting and waiting and waiting. And now, more than two decades later, when Abraham has celebrated his 99th birthday, now Yahweh comes to him and tells him, it's time. Now that all earthly ways have been exhausted, now that there's no way that you could do this on your own, now I will fulfill my promise to you and to the whole world, and now you will have a son. And everyone will know that I, God says, I am the one who has caused this and made use of instruments that everyone else has thrown away. Abraham laughs at the news. Sarah will too. Is it for disbelief? Is it for joy? It doesn't really matter. It was likely a bit of both. What matters is that God will have his way. He will accomplish his goals. He will act out of his great love for humanity and for you in particular. And that's what he does here. He not only promises a son to Abraham and Sarah, but he promises the son, the one who will deliver the whole world from bondage. This is an everlasting covenant being established here, and it's sealed in pain and blood as Abraham and his entire male household is circumcised. There will also be pain and blood in the ultimate fulfillment of this covenant when the long-awaited Son of Man, Son of Abraham, Son of God comes down to earth. And here again, Yahweh waits until just the right time, centuries later, to fulfill his promise to his people. Once again, there is pain and blood, first as the baby Jesus is circumcised, but that's just a down payment on the blood that would be shed as our Savior was nailed to the cross of Calvary. On that cursed and barren hill outside Jerusalem, Yahweh's covenant with Abraham was fulfilled in his own time and in the manner of his own choosing. This is not the story as we would have written it. This is not the way that we would have done things, but we are not Yahweh. Thanks be to God for that. For if we were to write this story, it would be those who are deserving that would be saved. It would be the powerful and the worthy and the beautiful people who would be included in the covenant. Instead, Yahweh comes to his enemies. He comes to the liars, the murderers, the lustful. He comes to the gossipers and the backbiters. He comes to the selfish. He comes to the prideful and the doubters and the sinful. It's the sick who get the doctor. It's the dead who are raised to life. He comes to you where you are, and he comes bearing promises and gifts. He does so in the most unlikely and underestimated ways. He comes to you in the waters of holy baptism, sprinkled or splashed onto your head. He comes to you through a wafer of bread and a swallow of wine. He comes to you through his word, proclaimed through the mouth of a chosen fellow sinner who has his own issues and challenges. And along with that earthly element, combined with his living and active, powerful word, he changes everything. He brings you into his covenant. He washes you clean. He claims you as his own beloved child. He brings you joy in the midst of terrible challenges. He brings you peace in the midst of thunderous storms. He brings you life that not even death can take away. Yahweh has chosen you, dear sinner. You. Laugh for joy at the utter ridiculousness of that fact, because it doesn't change the fact itself. You are beloved and chosen by God, who then places you, washed and clean and forgiven, into your vocations here on earth. Set free by him eternally, you now serve your neighbor where he has placed you. Have you looked around a little bit at this place and seen who he's assembled to do his work? Have you seen the people he's called to be the overseas missionaries? Have you seen the people he's placed to be his mouthpieces here and abroad? It's ridiculous! And it's beautiful. Join your brother Abraham on the ground, fallen on his face. Laugh for joy, because this is his word and his work, and he will not be denied. He will have his way, and his way is to save and to bless, to die and rise again, and to bring you to be with him forever. This is not the story that we would write, but this is Yahweh's story, and by his grace, this is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.